The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Time for our famous shout outs. Good morning Team SBS. Great week for B Local Loyalty Card. They are huge supporters of the Sunday Business Show, so we will support you back. We surpassed 20,000 cardholders who love to support local independent businesses, and we joined the Guaranteed Irish family. Reward your loyal customers with our popular, affordable, digital loyalty program, and that is belocalcard.com. Next one, 2eva.ie is one of Ireland's leading energy consultancies, giving bespoke advice to clients when building or renovating on the best mix of products and services that suits their needs. We have national expertise with local delivery. Visit the number 2eva.ie for more information. Shout out, please. I love this one. This is a dinky little business. Shout out, please, for Centrepiece Rosettes, based in County Kildare. Rosettes and sashes for equestrian and agricultural shows, corporate and special occasions. See Centrepiece Rosettes on Facebook. And thank you from Tara, sewing away while listening to the show. Final one for now. Hi, Conal. Can you please give a shout out to my small business, BAM, B-A-M, BAM Active, baby and mom active, selling stylish and functional breastfeeding activewear through my Facebook page, BAM Active. Love the show. Thanks a million. She didn't. I think it's she. She didn't actually put a name to that, but thank you very much. Our regular listeners know we love a good pivot on the Sunday Business Show, so when your pub business, in line with the industry generally, isn't quite cutting it anymore, it's time to think change. Fergal and Kevin Quinn are Sligo-based, and they've changed focus from pubs and nightclubs to the related business of bringing hen and stag parties to Sligo. Fergal has come all the way from Sligo to join us on the Sunday Business Show this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Conal.
You pivoted. Was it painful?
Was it painful? Not quite painful. Necessary, yes. The pub trade, nightclub trade, the drinks trade in general has changed quite a lot over the past 10, 15 years.
And you know a little about them because you have?
We have a number of venues in Sligo. We've got Bourbon Bar and Kennedy's Bar on the riverfront. We've got the Belfry Bar. We've got Lola Montez Nightclub. And we have the Embassy Steakhouse.
That's so, your ad?
Yes, that is it. Yeah. Thank you for that.
So tell me what you had to do and why you did it and how it's working.
Right, why we did it. Okay, well, we noticed that there was a couple of towns in Ireland, your Kilkenny's, Carrick's, Westport's, that seemed to weather the recession or the downturn that bit better than towns like Sligo. And it's quite obvious that they were doing very well in the hen and stag market. So that is why we sort of looked at the market. Now, trying to get into the market, there are existing package providers that had relationships with all those towns I mentioned, and it was quite difficult to get them to notice Sligo and to get them part of their packaging setup.
Why would that be? Because everybody knows who knows Sligo. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, why would it be? Maybe it's already working with Carrick. It's already working with Westport. So why expand the net? Like, it's working. So that was one of the reasons. One of the other reasons is we did have one or two relationships with some of the providers, but they were looking basically for a lot and willing to pay a little to us. So it was difficult for us to make the business profitable, even if we got it. So that's where it came about. And we decided to work on developing our own website, henandstagsligo.ie. And it basically brings together all the accommodation providers, all the activity providers, restaurants in town, and it packages them. And we look after hen and stag parties from accommodations, transfers, activities, restaurants, pre-club and then nightclub.
Pre-club, that's a new one.
Pre-club, yeah, pre-club bars, oh yeah.
So that's all going swimmingly. You've done all the groundwork there. And then a thing called Brexit hits you because you had a lot of British visitors.
Absolutely. Well, Sligo is a border. It's a border county. And it's like that proximity. From our own perspective, from the hen and stag perspective, we get, I would say, 60% plus from Northern Ireland. That is a very high amount.
And did that hit a brick wall?
Did it hit a brick wall? We still have a lot of our ones coming in at the moment for this summer were previously booked. So it's difficult. So it's going to be a couple of months down the line before it becomes really noticeable. What I'd say at this stage is inquiries are still coming in quite fast from the UK market, which is a good thing. Our main concern, our real main concern, is the exchange rate. It's value for money. So, like, it's gone right back. It was like the exchange rate is up on 88, 89 cents there. So that's the big factor for us. But like it, as I said, inquiries are still coming very fast in from the UK market, and it's good to see.
And you have been very innovative amongst the very clever things that you do. You do this naked art thing, which has been both got the headlines, yeah, and also people to do it. What further innovation? Oh, sorry, better explain what the naked art one is, and then what
naked
other
art
innovation
is,
you have.
It's draw a naked. You would have a model sitting there, and the ladies would have an instructor, and they'd basically draw a life nude painting. That's as the name suggests. And believe
and
it or not,
laugh,
it
say.
Is our top five. One of our top five activities. We were so busy one weekend, I was struggling to get models to do it.
And you had to step in.
I know, I didn't. Thank God I managed to get somebody else. But believe me, it was on the Thursday and it was on the Saturday. So it nearly got to that stage.
What's the aim?
What's the aim? The aim is to generate business. Like, our trade has changed. Like, back in the day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you just had to open the doors. Very, very straightforward. And people were out. People with money were out. And they were willing to spend. Now it has changed. Thursday nights are challenging. Friday's holding up. Saturday is still quite good, but still requires effort. So it's to generate business. And when you look at the Hen and Stag market, they're all coming down to spend. We're all on the Hens and Stags ourselves. Like, my stag party was a couple of months ago down in Galway, and we'd a team of 50 guys gone down and all willing to spend a lot of money. So it's quite obvious the size of the market. And
50 of your closest friends.
50 of close, well, between uncles and friends and brothers, and it was quite a big setup.
Again, for Sligo, where would you think now in 3 years' time that you might get to in terms of the hens and stags? Could you become the northwest centre for stags and hens?
Yeah, like the numbers are increasing incredibly fast. Like, it really has, it's shot up. And it takes time, but it certainly, we started, this is our third year into it. It took us a half year to develop the website, and we've been working on it since. It's growing really fast. Other things that are working well is the Wild Atlantic Way, bringing a huge amount of tourists around Sligo. So there's a really, really positive vibe, and it's a real vibrancy around Sligo now, which is great to see. And the Hens and Stags do add to that party atmosphere on whether it be a Friday or a Saturday night. It's great to see.
And anybody who wants to go on a stag or a hen will find you and your platform where?
henandstagsligo.ie.
That says it all, I think. Fergal, thank you very much for joining us on the Sunday Business Show, and hopefully you will increase massively the number of people who go to that gorgeous place.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.